evening, anglers. Welcome to Hooked on Fly Fishing. I'm Colin Shepherd, and it's Friday, the 21st of September. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. Rod and Reel have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Now, the staff at Rod and Reel will help you choose that gear and then show you how to use it. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now, on tonight's show, we have some fly fishing news. Met Service has provided us with accurate weather forecasts. We check out some river flows and levels with Waikato Regional Council, Bay of Plenty Regional Council, and Genesis Energy. We talk to Michael Lynch about the Waikato River Trout Contest. Our fresh water reporters check in, and we will, of course, finish with the fly fishing tip of the week. Some fly fishing news. The moon phases. The next full moon is on the 25th of this month. A full moon occurs when the apparent longitudes of the moon and sun differ by 180 degrees. At this time, 100% of the moon's visible surface is illuminated. What does it mean? Well, around the time of the full moon, fish are sluggish and less likely to strike at your choice of fly. You still go fishing, of course you do. You just put in more time and effort. Remember the saying, new moon, fisherman's favourite. Full moon, fisherman's folly. The new fishing season starts soon. Monday, 1 October is the date. And remember that different regions have different rules, and it is the angler's responsibility to know those regulations and, more importantly, to have a current licence. The best way to get a licence is it's real easy. You just go to the Fish and Game website, fishandgame.org.nz. Click on licence, enter your current licence, and all your details pop up. It's very easy. Remember that if you're fishing the Taupo Turangi region, you will need a separate licence, and the season start and finish dates for that fishery are different. All the information for the Taupo fishery is on the Department of Conservation website, doc.govt.nz. The annual Lower Waikato River Trout Competition is coming up again. The dates this year are Saturday 6 October until Saturday 13 October. And as always, this is during the school holidays, so the kids can get to fish. The fishing area is from the base of the Karapiro Dam to the Waikato Heads. It's a huge amount of water. And as we mentioned at the top of the show, we'll talk to Michael Lynch about this competition shortly. The 38th World Fly Fishing Championships are underway. They're being held in northern Italy. 30 countries are competing, and the leaders after three of the five sessions are Spain, second place Italy, and in third place France. New Zealand is in 20th place. Interesting to note that the top teams have all landed more than 170 fish, and we, New Zealand, have struggled to get to 70. Now, sessions 4 and 5 are about to start in Italy in another hour or so. In the individual competition, there are 145 anglers competing, and after session 3, the top New Zealander is Johannes Krull in 51st place, Paul Baker 70th, Mark Clasper 72nd, Tim Anderson in 114th, and Brendan Lyon in 134th place. Now, we'll have all the final results on air next Friday. Now, I'm hoping to confirm that on air next week we will also have Andrew Perrin. Andrew has recently returned from a saltwater fly trip to Exmouth in Western Australia. It'd be great to hear all about it. We'll have to confirm that in the next few days. Long-time listeners will know that Andrew plans a major trip around somewhere in the world once a year. And last year at about this time, we spoke to him about fishing for sturgeon in Canada and Alaska. Very interesting bloke. Love to get him on next week. If you have any news about upcoming fly fishing events, fishing reports, or any comment about fly fishing in general, you can contact the Hooked On Fly Fishing Radio Show by emailing me, Colin, on col.pamatextra.co.nz. That is col.pam@xtra.co.nz. Let's look at some weather. The Auckland Marine Forecast for those interested in saltwater fly in the Auckland region. The situation. A trough moves onto the area today and continues to affect the area into Saturday. The trough clears the area Saturday evening, followed by a southerly flow. A front moves over the area on Monday. Forecast for Manukau Harbour Saturday, becoming southeast 10 knots in the morning. Sea slight, fair visibility in a few showers, clearing evening. Waitemata Harbour on Saturday, becoming southeast 10 knots in the morning, rising to 15 knots for a time in the afternoon. Sea slight, fair visibility in a few showers, clearing in the evening. Now the outlook for Sunday, both harbours, southerly 15 knots, tending southwest 15 knots in the morning, mainly fine with evening cloud. Now, for the freshwater anglers in the Waikato region, the forecast for Saturday, fine spells, isolated showers during the afternoon and early evening, light winds. Sunday in the Waikato, fine apart from evening cloudy periods, southwesterlies developing. For our Rotorua anglers, forecast for Saturday, patchy light rain clearing around the middle of the day and becoming fine, southeasterlies developing. Sunday in Rotorua, fine, light winds, evening, southwesterlies. Forecast for Taupo and Taumanui is the same. Saturday, cloud clearing to fine in the morning. Southeasterlies developing. Sunday in the Taupo-Taumanui region, fine spells, then cloud increasing in the evening. Light winds, evening, southwesterlies. For our South Island listeners, Canterbury Plains region, Saturday, fine apart from some cloud morning and night, northerly breezes. Sunday on the Canterbury Plains, low cloud or fog clearing in the morning to fine. However, rain spreading from the south at night with a cold southerly change. Thanks to Met Service for those reports, we do appreciate that. Let's look at some river levels. The Pūnu River is 23 kilometres south of Waikato. And remember that above Seafund Road is closed, downstream of Seafund Road is open all year. The Pūnu currently at 8.5 metres. That's down on last week. It's flowing at 10.2 cubic metres per second, also well down on last week. It's starting to drop and clear. Mangatutu River is closed, don't go there. The Ohinamuri River, measured at Karangahaki between Pairua and Waihi, is currently at 11.9 metres and falling. It's flowing at 5.9 cumics. The river's in good condition. Tauranga Taupo River at the southern end of Lake Taupo is at 0.26 of a metre. That's down on last week as well. The Waipa River, measured at Otiwa, below Toa Bridge, is open, is at 75.7 metres and falling. It's flowing at 6.9 cubic metres per second. It's clearing, good to fish. The Nongataha River, measured at State Highway 5, remember above the bridge is closed, is running at 1.99 cubic metres per second. This is fast for this river. Whakapapa River is closed. The Whanganui River, measured at Puriaka, is at 15 cubic metres per second. That's down from a high of 24. And the Tongariro River, measured at Turangi, is at 26.4 cubic metres per second, down from a high of 45 cubic metres. As you've heard from Met Service, fine but windy weather is forecast this weekend. These rivers will continue to drop and clear. Enjoy the fishing. Be careful when wading. Now, thanks to Waikato Regional Council, Bay of Plenty Regional Council and Genesis Energy for the information. Excellent real-time websites. Thank you. Okay, we're going to have a very quick break while we get hold of the first of our fishing reporters. Centre Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Burr Robinson, he's an interesting bloke. He's a long time Rotorua resident, but he is an even longer time Rotorua angler, and he's an expert angler, I can tell you that for now. And that's exactly why we want to talk to Burr on Friday night before you fish the weekend. We'll find out what the hell's going on. Burr Robinson, good evening.
Evening.
How you all?
Yeah, not too bad.
Okay, since we spoke last Friday, give us a rundown on Rotorua weather. What's happened?
Well, we've had some pretty crazy things happening here. The last lot of torrential rain that we had actually created an amazing fishery, something that I don't know has ever happened as far back as I can remember and looking at the history of the area. The Mangataha fished exceptionally well, and there were fish rainbows caught over 10, 11 pound.
Goodness me, that's huge fishing.
Now, yeah. Now, it's believed that they came through from Rotowiti. Although nobody has proven that or taken note of fin clubs, because although they put 1,000 fish into Rotorua every year, they are only tagged, not fin clipped. And I doubt they would have grown that well in 3 years. 2 years since we were put in there, the last lot. This lot here would still be trying to grow. So they'd have to be, I suspect they'd have to be Rotowiti fish, which means that they would have come up through the channel, which means that on opening, the channel may be just the hot spot to go. Now, I have heard of a few people getting hooked up on some pretty big fish outside the channel and in the open area on Lake Rotorua, and it's one of those things that you suspect that they would be brown trout, but in actual fact it sounds like they were the rainbow trout as they came through too. So it's been very interesting. I'm waiting actually to see. We've had some pretty good weather and we've had a little bit of rain, but if we get another good downpour, we could well have another good run of some very, very big rainbows.
Goodness me, it's all looking good, and the season opens Monday week.
Yeah, so there's a lot of boats. It's amazing how people leave it to the last minute, eh? People taking their boats in to get them serviced now. Okay, so we're about, what, about 10 days out, roughly? 12 days out from the opening day, and of course Rotorua and Okotina are going to be absolutely jam-packed with boats, and the last thing you want is to actually have a breakdown on the ramp, either coming in or going out. So I imagine that the boat shops here are pretty busy at the moment.
That's right, right. And the lake fishing, how's the big lake going, Rotorua itself?
We've actually been pretty good. A few browns around, and there's been a few browns up the Utahina. Not huge ones, but they are around. The harling has been quite good off the airport and out around the island itself, so there are fish about. I'm not sure which way the trout would have gone to get out to the Nongataha coming up through the channel, but I imagine they probably hung a right and went out past Hamaranra and Awahawa straight across the lake. To the Natal stream in actual fact, because that's probably what they could taste. And with the holes that are still in the wall coming at the base of bottom of the Ohau channel, maybe that was enough to allow them to come up, and so there'll be some pretty good fishing to be had, I imagine, in Rotorua the next couple of weeks.
Okay, it's all looking very positive, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. And some of the smaller lakes are still producing fish, so it's certainly worth a look. If you want to shake down cruise, Rotorua would be the place to be, but you've also got the likes of Rerifukaitu and even Rotomar, although that hasn't fished overly well in the last couple of weeks. There's a few people who've been out there and not actually done any good at all, and others have gone out there and done quite well. So it's a luck of the draw, as usual, with fishing.
But that's fishing anywhere in the world, isn't it?
Yep.
You sometimes are there, and you should have been here last Tuesday, mate.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. Okay, all good positive stuff to report. Now, there is a downside to talking about fishing at the moment. One of the Green MPs, I think it's Eugenie Sage.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Okay, you've confirmed that. Thank you. Has got a bill or a petition before Parliament about taking management of the freshwater fishery in New Zealand away from Fish and Game. Are you familiar with this?
Well, it's not actually specifically to do that. What it is, it actually has three parts to it that we're really concerned about. It's allowing trout to be used for as part of the treaty settlements. It allows for trout or salmon to be removed, sport fish, be removed from any waterway to protect and promote native species. Mm-hmm. And also that, where are we? Let's have a quick look now. It's, right here now. Allows trout and salmon to be removed from particular rivers and lakes, even if they are significant trout and salmon fisheries. It could see trout being part of the Waitangi settlements with iwi, and it also opens the possibility of allowing the sale of trout. Now, if it becomes a part of the Treaty of Waitangi settlement and it's opened up the sale of trout, then there's nothing to stop iwi from selling trout and just netting them.
Yes, well, that would be my immediate thought. Mm. I haven't read the whole paper or anything like that. We went through this some years ago about people wanting to
see... Oh, a couple of times we've been through this, yeah. It's serious. But what you've got is somebody there who is not familiar with the workings of Fish and Game. They apparently, from what I hear, Fish and Game were never consulted. From what I also have read, the National Party did actually go side with this. So it's a bit of a worry, but they don't believe that the National Party, from what I've read, don't believe this is going to be a problem. Now, the deadline for making submissions is October 25, so we haven't got a hell of a lot of time. But it's something that we need to do. All the information is available on the fishandgame.org website, and you can go through and read through into that, and they've got the full details of the bill is there, and then there's Sir Geoffrey Palmer's the QC legal analysis of the bill and its impact. So it's going to be interesting to see just what happens with that. if we don't get motivated to actually do something about it, then we're going to find ourselves with the possibility of someone like the Tongariro being stripped of fish, or Lake Taupo being stripped of trout.
So nice.
Because they did have a huge impact when they were put in there on the mudfish that was in there. And once they'd chewed up the mudfish, which had no predators, they had the trout size and condition dropped, and they were actually harvesting trout, giving them away, selling them back in the 1930s, perhaps.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And they were sent by train in huge containers down to Wellington, so... yeah, the potential there is for a significant amount of damage being done to our fisheries, weakening fish and game to the point where it may no longer exist. And, of course, we've already... fish and game is a thorn in the side of the governments anyway. They keep them on, try and keep them on the straight and narrow. And fish and game also is being the statutory managers of these things and not being... consulted at all, I think, was an absolute slap in the face and shows the sort of respect that the Green Party have for fish and game, who actually spend a huge amount of time, energy and money on repairing wetlands and planting riverbanks and stuff like that. So fish and game do a hell of a good job in that respect, and it's just a matter of waking up someone who is, I'm trying to think of the word to use without being too disparaging, but it's a challenge at the moment. blind faith in get rid of trout and the native fish will recover. Well, it ain't that easy because we've already got poor water quality, which Fish and Game has been fighting against. And there was a move not so long ago in the papers that they're saying that farmers should stand for fish and game and swamp the each fish and game region, and they can do what they like.
Very good. Yeah, good. Thanks for bringing that up. And anglers who need to get onto the fish and game website, fishandgame.org.nz, have a look at the papers and lodge your submissions before October 25, you say, Bert?
Yeah, October 25 is good, what I just read, yeah.
Okay, so we've got 5 weeks or something to get onto it. All right, thank you for that. Now, let's finish on an upbeat note, if you like. Where would anglers fish Rotorua region Saturday, Sunday? What flies do you use? Where would they go?
Oh, I'd have to go to the Nongataha. We've got a bit of rain forecast, I think, and be something fishing the mouth, fishing the lower river itself. There's a big working bee on Saturday on the river, so from Nongataha upstream on the walkway they've got up there. There's a whole heap of plants being donated to the river, and a whole heap of people expected to go up there and help. So Saturday might be a little bit busy, but Saturday night and all day Sunday might be a very pleasant time up there.
Very good. Thanks for the tip there, Bert. Now, how do people get hold of you, please?
Yeah, I'm on 027-289-6079. Just give us a flick us a text or give us a call and I'll update you on what's happening.
Well, there's the offer, anglers. Bert Robinson, Rotorua Fly Fishing, 027-289-6079. Thank you, Bert. Catch you next week.
All right, I'll be here somewhere.
Thank you, Bert.
Thanks, John. See ya.
Mr. Bert Robinson, give him a ring, 027-289-6079. He's very free with his advice. Thank you, Bert. Okay, quick break, and then Michael Lynch, Waikato River Trout Competition.
She said to feel that jump in me and to get up on your feet. She's hoping that she'd get Tchaikovsky back. Oh, she loves that driving beat. She goes dancing on down the street. She said, oh, whamma, lamma, bamma, lamma, rock and roll is king.
And a Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Michael Lynch is one of the organisers of the Lower Waikato River Trout Fishing Contest. We've talked to Michael for many years on air now, and he's back with us. Good evening, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
We're very good, thank you. Now, when is the competition this year?
It's the 6th. Saturday the 6th of October to Saturday the October 13th. So we've chopped one day off the end of it. We're just having the big prize giving on the Saturday night this time.
Okay.
See how that goes.
Now, that, as always, that's during the school holidays, Michael?
Yes, that's right. The end of the school holidays. But cutting it to that Saturday means that, you know, the parents have still got the Sunday with the kids as well to get over everything. So all good.
We love the contest because it gives families and kids in particular a chance to get out fishing with mum and dad, and it's a very good contest. Now, where can the anglers fish, Michael?
Anywhere from in the main stem of the Waikato, Lower Waikato River, from the base of the Karapiro Dam all the way to Port Waikato.
Goodness me, that's a huge amount of water, isn't it? Okay, and now the new season starts 1 October, so people have got to be careful that they've got a new season's licence.
Yeah, I just went and got one myself today. It's 134, I think it is, adult. Yeah, full adult one. Yeah,
it's good for a season. It's only 34 cents a day or something, Michael. It's cheap, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, now, entry fees. What does it cost?
Same as last year. So it's up for adults $35, which we dropped back from the $40 we had a couple of years ago, and then juniors 17 and under $15. And there's a little extra if you want to put up a team of four people. You pay $20 for that team, and then you just enter the normal fish that you put in on your individual thing and enter them in the team and, go for the bag.
Okay. Yeah. Now, you've got prizes for adults, juniors, women, and the team section. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right, And then a lot of novelty and spot draws as well, And a big prize. It's a main draw of a $1,000 barbecue, stainless steel barbecue package for the adult entries only.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
And they, you said in your email there's over $6,000 worth of prizes.
Yes, Okay. Same as last year, put those up,
We do a marvellous job arranging all that. Well done. Now, I think it's important to note, am I correct that you don't, if you enter the competition, you don't have to fish every day, all day, every day. You can pick and choose, can't you?
Yes, that's right. That's right. It's a long, long period of time. Yeah, traditionally, it's big in the weekends, the first weekend in particular, and then it slackens off a bit during the middle of the week type thing. But it's actually a good chance to go out and get some fish when nobody else is much hitting them. So
that's right.
It's the right time to go, really.
Now, I would imagine this time of the year that water temperatures are important on the Waikato River. Is there an ideal temperature, like below 18 degrees type of thing?
It's anything, when it gets to 19, it's dicey, and that's more towards or middle to late November. So at this time of the year, the range is actually quite good. I haven't checked just lately to see what it is, but it must be, in the good range. And
okay.
15 or 16 or something like that, yeah. I would think, somewhere around there.
Cool water, plenty of oxygen. What's the website do you look at to get that water temperature information? Is it Waikato Regional Council?
Yeah, it's a Waikato Regional thing, and yeah, they've got checkpoints at Whatawhata, and there's one at Hamilton somewhere, and there's one at Huntly Power Station, which is the one I use. That's how I gauge my thing. There's one at Rangiroo, and there's one further up the chain, I suppose, as well. I think Cambridge has one.
Okay.
But yeah, the main ones, and I also look at the Waipa one to see what's happening up there. The Waipa watershed maybe is feeding into the Waikato River, and what's going to happen, you know, over a period of time. Yeah,
I fished down at the confluence there. It's very nice, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Now,
lovely.
You've been running this comp for quite a while now. Give us a tip on where's the best places over the years. Where have the most fish come from?
The predominant areas, there's a team of real keen Cambridge fishermen. So they hit the Cambridge area, the base of the Karapiro Dam and around Cambridge, and they do quite well. And then no one seems to really fish Hamilton City much at all, but there's actually a lot of fish in there as well. Smaller fish, smaller browns seem to congregate round and right in around the town area, because I've been there with John trolling, and we caught a lot of small fish in there. And so I do see a lot of the bait fishermen seem to hit that area, the Hamilton Gardens area, which is quite beautiful water through there, and they seem to pick up smaller fish. Okay. And then the areas that consistently hit up some quite big fish are Narrawahia, Huntly, Taupri, Rangiroo, and to a small extent Ahiniwa as well. So around that sort of area. Okay. And then occasionally we'll see fish appear from Mercer, Mary Mary or something like that, but not very many people go seem to fish that area. I'm sure there's big trout there, but
They're
just not targeting that area.
Okay. Now, this year the emphasis is going to be on condition factor rather than length. Is that correct?
Yes, I sort of disappointed every year. I sort of hear tales of people say, oh, I got this beautiful, chunky, fat fish. I'll show you a picture of it. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful fish. And he said, well, I didn't put it in because it wasn't going to win the heavyweight thing and it wasn't going to do this. And I said, oh, well, you still could have won the condition factor. In fact, it was last year I won the condition factor. And it's a $500 prize.
Goodness
and, you know, that's what I want to see them going for.
Okay.
And we know there's some good fat fish out there, but they'll be smaller fish, chunkier maiden fish, you know.
Yes,
and that's what I want to see more of that come through.
Okay.
So I'm just hoping that, so that's why we've made the bag for the teams is not based on weight anymore, it's based on condition factor. So it's the best average condition factor bag, so they don't have to be big trout. Okay. Just have to be fat trout, you know, that are going in your bag.
Very good. I understand totally. Good.
So yeah. I'm just hoping, yeah. And, of course, they taste so much better when they're in good nick, you know. that's what it's all about. So.
Okay. Now, methods of fishing, because you're allowed to use soft bait in the Waikato, aren't you?
Oh, yes, yeah.
And yep. Bait and flies.
And fly, and mainly all on spinning gear, and spinners and whatever, you know, what do they call those lead based weights? I can't think of the name of them now, but they've used all sorts of methods. But in the last 5 years of the competition, spinners have been well outshone by soft baits.
Okay.
So, and flies will be in there somewhere as well. There'll be a mix of people using flies with a bit of split shot above them.
Yes.
They do quite well with those as well.
I can understand. Now, weigh stations. This year you've got 4 weigh stations, so people don't have to drive too far. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. So it's the Cambridge Sports World at the top end of the river. And then we've got Waikato Hunting and Fishing, which are in their new premises in Tarapa Strait. They've changed premises. They're on the opposite side and a bit further north. And then we've got Sweetman's Real Fishing in Huntly during the day as well. and we've got Taupri Tavern for the night time, and we've chopped the hours back a bit there. We're doing it every night, but it's 7:30 to 9 now. We've chopped that back a little bit.
Okay, I understand. So there's four way stations, so it covers lots of river. Good. Now, I understand there's a video available to help anglers with methods of fishing and places to go, etc., tackle to use. How do we get hold of that? It's on YouTube, is it?
It's on YouTube. If you just put, I sort of headed it up, trout on your doorstep. So if you just write in trout doorstep and Mike, which the name I put with it, it will pop up. And that's probably the better one. We edited the first one that we put up there and just tidied it up a little bit and fixed up the vocals a bit. And we put that on there. And it's getting quite a bit of reviews on it. It just shows the basic method of what we do. And it was in August. It was about the middle of August we shot that. And I came away from a meeting and thought, how can we promote this contest a bit better than we've done before? And I thought, we'll just make a video. And so found a quiet day that I had free from work and a nice sunny day, and got a mate to set a tripod up and went down to local spots just at Huntley, and three fish in the morning, no trouble at all. There was just no pressure on those spots this time of the year, so it was easy.
Well, it's better than working, Michael.
Oh, I know, yeah, and all the trout got to swim away as well. So.
Were you spinning?
Spinning with a soft bait, with a Storm soft bait.
Okay,
yeah.
I understand, very
good. All the fish caught on the same soft bait, so just a small brown trout, the Storm one,
Well, there you go, Angus, it's all available. Go onto YouTube, put in, Michael?
Just write trout doorstep Mike.
Trout doorstep. Have a look. It just shows you how to fish, some options you can do. It's really easy. What I like about this contest, Michael, as we mentioned at the top, there's plenty of kids involved, isn't there? It's great. Because they're the fishing. They're the future of fishing, I believe.
No, we had an increase in the kids' percentage there last year, so it was good.
Well done.
We had the kids climbing back up to, it's about two-thirds adults, I suppose, and a third kids, something like that.
And families fish together and stuff. It's good, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Very good. No, quite a few families doing that.
And same families that you see the names year after year, they come back and help support, and you get good support from the communities too, don't you?
Yeah. There's always some new names. There's a couple of new names on the list there that I hadn't seen before. So, always get some new ones in. Some drop out and some new ones come in.
Okay, how do people enter, Michael?
Just contact Sweetman's in Huntley. They take all the main money in there. Yes. You can email fishing@sweetmans.com. And Sharon will handle the emails mainly. She does all the bookings and bits and pieces and like that.
Okay.
And then the entry forms are also online on their website, real-fishing, with no G on it, realfishing.com. So they've got the entry form on there.
Okay, so we can email fishing@sweetmans.com.
Yep.
Or the website real-fishing.com. Entry forms are on there.
That's
really good. We can also ring a Michael Lynch, can we?
Oh, yes, 027-621-4207.
All right, very good.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for talking to Hooked on Fly Fishing. Good luck with the competition. I know it'll be run well, and all the best.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Michael.
Okay.
See
all right.
You.
Catch
Bye.
You later.
Michael Lynch. Now, you can ring Michael on 027-621-4207 if you want to enter. Remember, you can fish any time. You don't have to fish the whole week. Or you can email Sweetman's Tackle Store in Huntley, fishing@sweetmans.com, or go to the website real-fishing.com, and all the entry forms are there. And you go to YouTube, and there's videos on there as well. Doorstep fishing doorstep. Thank you, Michael. We'll see if we can catch up with Michael after the competition and give you all the winners, etc. Thanks for that. Okay, quick break, more fishing stuff. Centre Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Now, it's coming up towards the end of the show, and before the fly fishing tip of the week, I just want to run back on some stuff that Bert Robinson was talking about regarding this proposed green bill to change fishing, freshwater fishing in New Zealand. Basically, it seems to me, do away with fish and game. Make trout and salmon related to the Treaty of Waitangi, which ultimately I believe will allow netting of fish and then the selling of trout and salmon. The cut-off date, Bert said, is 25 October, excuse me, if you want to make a submission, and the way to do that is the Fish and Game website, fishandgame.org.nz. I'm going to do some more work on this in the following week and see if we can talk to someone from Fish and Game about this next week as well. Okay, we just got time for the fly fishing tip of the week. The fly fishing tip of the week. Trout like to congregate near drop-offs. The rapid change from deep to shallow water provides quick access to food. Fish these areas first. Makes sense, doesn't it? Okay, Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Hooked on Fly Fishing will be back on there next Friday at 6 p.m. Until then, good fishing and tight lines.